Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, kicking off hour two here on Sports Talk. Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, Colin Steele taking you up till 8 p.m. I know we had some technical issues that last hour in one of those segments. Couldn't really hear all that well, so I figured we could just do it again, right? Okay. I mean, only we know what was said, it seems like, and maybe some people on the Odyssey app, which I think was a little clearer. So if you're listening on the Odyssey app and you're hearing the same thing again, I do apologize, but I do want to get into it because I think it's important, right? We were talking a lot about Joe Dumars, Willie Green, the young players, Jeremiah Fears, Derek Queen is a rhyme there that I did not intend, but just to kind of go through the stats, so both rookies, both first-round rookies, ended up with 7 turnovers today, which is not ideal, but you're talking about young players who are being asked to do a lot, so you feel okay about it. Micah Peavy, who was the other draft pick, ended up with a minus 20, plus minus. He had 11 points. Derek Queen, 13 points, 10 rebounds. So a solid game. I think he had some struggle points. 8 of those rebounds were defensive rebounds. Jeremiah Fears ended up with 14 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Again, those 7 turnovers. He had 6 fouls. Apparently, you can just foul until you don't want to anymore in summer league.
Is there a 10 foul limit in the summer league, or
something,
is it unlimited?
Because Micah Peavy had 7 personal fouls.
I'm just thinking because I think Kasper Shakochonis had like a game where he had 8 or something, and you don't foul out in the summer league.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure
that would kind of defeat the purpose of summer league, right?
Let me double check. It's either that there's a 10 foul limit, or that there's like no foul limit.
Yeah, it's a little confusing because you look at the stat line and you see more fouls than points for guys. But either way, so, you know, some fits and starts, some young guys kind of figuring it out. But, you know, I don't have any concern about the players. I think they landed the right players in the draft. I think Jeremiah Fears is going to be a strong lead guard. We'll have to see how much run he gets across from Jordan Poole, or if Jordan Poole is that lead guard. I think you would rather have Jordan Poole be the two guard, be the kind of scorer, the CJ McCollum role that you no longer have. And the Pelicans were at their best when you did not have CJ McCollum as your primary ball handler.
Well, let's stay on that real quick,
right?
Because I've talked about this before. The divide for NBA fans on Jordan Poole is pretty large, because I think it's maybe moved a little bit towards the negative direction over the past 2 years.
I would
with the
say
Wizards.
It's moved a lot of it. Yeah.
But there's still a divide. There's still some people that think he's still very young. He's 26 years old, that he can still be that type of guy that he was as the third best player on a championship team. Then there are the others that think that he's the empty calories, empty stats type of guy where he'll put up good numbers, but kind of on losing teams.
He's Jamal Crawford to me.
You know,
he's a guy that if he was my sixth man, I would love it. If he's my top scorer, my top scoring option in my backcourt, I have a problem with it.
Right.
But like, that's why when he was, you know, coming in, to spell Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and you just had a guy who was instant offense, that's fantastic. That doesn't always translate to a 35-minute starter role. And you need like his issue is he just never sees a shot he doesn't like.
Right. So the thing about Jordan Poole that's interesting to me, and that he's echoed this, that Joe Dumars has echoed this already, is that he's ready to play whatever role that the Pelicans need him to. With DeJounte Murray missing the start of the year and probably at least half of the season because he suffered that torn Achilles in late January, he's going to miss some time, right? So you're probably going to have Jordan Poole be that starting guard for this team in 2025-26. But when DeJounte comes back, I mean, Jordan Poole could easily be a sixth man on this team. And be, you know, your main bench piece, your main bench scorer, where you have, because you're keeping Trey Murphy and Herb Jones in the starting lineup if they're both healthy. Zion Williamson and Eve Mesier are both starters as well. So right off the bat, I think he fills in for DeJounte Murray. But once DeJounte's back, if they end up keeping DeJounte long term, I think that Jordan Poole ends up becoming a bench guy. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how he plays right off the bat because maybe he deserves that starting spot. And you move someone else to the bench. So, but just having the options is good. And, you know, the fact that he's already kind of said that he's willing to take whichever role the team needs him to take is also a good thing.
Yeah, I'll say this now, and we don't have to get too deep into it, and we'll find out. But I wouldn't be surprised if Kevon Looney is your starting five, to be completely honest. I think Misi is a guy who's developing, and he's a guy who's going to get a ton of minutes. But I don't necessarily need him in every rotation. I do need a guy who's just going to be physical and rebound in this rotation. But, you know, my question is more so you don't see a lot in the NBA when you reset the deck in the front office and you keep the head coach. And I think Willie Green kind of got a pass this year because of all the injuries.
Yeah, it was a mulligan.
And because he has a connection with Joe Dumars, he's a Detroit guy. Joe Dumars came up through Detroit. You know, he went to Detroit Mercy. I think Joe wanted to draft him, but he went a few picks earlier. And I think that kind of saved Willie because I don't know if that season was going to go 48 wins, even if everyone was healthy. I think he kind of lost the locker room a little bit. And the injuries kind of hid that in terms of you're not going to be as penalized for how things went because of those injuries. But I don't know. Like I went into the season as a really big believer in Willie Green. I came out of the season with a lot of questions. And I don't know what his run is going to be with this team and how far you'd be willing to let it go. But I don't know. Like I question how if Joe Dumars is going to be a lot more forceful than a David Griffin was in terms of managing day-to-day operations around the team. That's not always a good thing, but I think in the sense that I want to see Jeremiah Fears play. I want to see Derek Queen play. I hated how they executed that Derek Queen trade, but what it tells you is like, hey, we are being decisive. We are going to get the guys we want, and I don't know if Joe's going to sit back and be like, yeah, don't play Derek. We'll figure it out next year. It's like, now. If you don't play the rookie that you went up and got, and then you end up in the lottery and you give that pick away, that's gonna reflect terribly. So I don't know. I'm curious. I think the leash is gonna be very short on Willie this year.
I agree. And you're entering the year with him on the hot seat. But, you know, if everything that we've been hearing about this Pelicans team throughout the offseason is correct, as Joel Myers had said, that they're closer to a 49-win team than they are the 21-win team, then we'll see what Willie's going to have.
Yeah, but all that means is you're a 32-win team.
That's where their Vegas line is
set.
That's
just the math. Yeah.
Well, that's where their Vegas line is set. And I think that, you know, I would take the over right now, generally speaking. But, you know, the two rookies, going back to your point about them, in the summer league, ahead of all this, the draft picks, we were hearing that Corey Brewer said that they're going to play a ton of minutes, and they both led the team in minutes, 26 minutes, 33 seconds for both of them. The thing that scares you right off the bat is the turnover numbers, 7 for each. I saw a lot of criticism of Derek Queen, especially in the first half, that he wasn't very aggressive. Jeremiah Fears was much more aggressive. But it goes back to what we were saying. This is like summer league is a guard game. Like, it's okay that Derek Queen didn't take 15 shots.
Right.
Exactly.
It's all wide open. It's, yeah.
The last thing you kind of saw from him was a good note where he hits that three in the fourth quarter, just kind of pulls up for this only shot from the outside. The thing that scares me a little bit about Derek Queen is I think he's offensively advanced. I think they can contribute right off the bat on that side of the ball. His defense at Maryland was sketchy, to say the least. And that's the one thing about Willie, that throughout the rookies that he has played and the rookies that he hasn't played, if you can play defense, he'll have you on the court. He values that in young players. Derek Queen, at times with the Crab Five in Maryland, they try to hide him a little bit when he was with the Terrapins. And, you know, that's not the type of player that you expect to get a ton of minutes with Willie's rotation. But at the same time, like you said, with the trade that they made and with the depth chart that the Pelicans currently have, Derek Queen needs to get 20 minutes per game right off the bat for this Pelicans team, to not just, quote-unquote, justify the trade, but also because he's your backup four right now behind Zion Williamson.
You got to be able to play him at multiple positions, I think, is the key. Like, he's got to be able to be a five for you. He's got to be able to be a four for you. And, you know, he can handle the ball a lot more than a guy like Misi can, obviously.
Yes.
So you can get him involved in different ways. He can be more of a threat in the pick and roll as more than just a lob guy. But, no, he's going to get the Marcus Davenport treatment. He is. He just is. Because whenever you give up assets and whenever you make a trade, an aggressive trade, and there is reasonable criticism of, man, I don't know if you thought this through completely, right? Like, one of my bigger questions about, and I won't call it a criticism, it's more of a question about Joe Dumars at this point, is whether he's a little out of touch in terms of how these trades are supposed to be executed. How have these trades gone over the past 5-6 years while you are in the front office doling out discipline rather than, you know, managing a team, right? Like,
I don't think
a lot more like a trade that you would have made in 2014, whereas, like, all these picks now, like, I can't remember the last time I saw a first-round pick just traded like that without some kind of protection on it. And keep in mind, I'm not talking about a top-8 protection. I'm not talking about a top-8 protection. Give me a top-1. You couldn't have sold them on a top-1 protection so that if either your pick or the Bucks pick ends at number 1 overall, you get it? You couldn't sell them on that?
Apparently
to move
not.
To number 14 in the first round? You're not moving up to the top 5. You're moving up to 14. What is there? Like I think Bryson Graham went over to the Hawks and was like, guys, I've got an idea. We can get this done. And the Hawks were like laughing their way to the bank. Yeah, maybe Derek Queen comes out and is a star, but like, you can do that. You can make those moves without being reckless. And to me, that's a reckless decision. It might not burn you, but you've set yourself up for potentially one of the most lopsided trades of all time. And I'm not being hyperbolic
there. That's a little hyperbolic.
It's not, though, because one of the only examples of a team giving up the number 1 pick was the Brooklyn Nets and the Boston Celtics. And it was part of that Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, whatever pick swap. So the Celtics went to the Eastern Conference Finals and picked number 1 overall, traded back, took Jason Tatum. The Sixers took Markelle Fultz. It was kind of hilarious. Joe Dumars was like, hey, I'm big on Markelle Fultz. I'm big on Josh Jackson, low on Jason Tatum in that same draft. So, you know, I think you look at it and say, yeah, this might not go terribly, but you put yourself in a position where you might get the number 1 overall pick next year and won't be able to make that pick. And if that happens, then it is one of the worst trades in NBA history, bar none.
The new lottery system doesn't guarantee a damn thing.
I know it doesn't guarantee it, but you could have guaranteed that wouldn't happen to you, and you didn't.
Who knows if Atlanta makes that trade, if they have the number 1 protection on it. I don't know if they do. I don't know if
they do.
I legitimately do not know if they do. So, you know, maybe it would have been smart for them to say yes, even with a top 4 protection, right? We'll take this trade. But we don't know. They knew. The only thing that they knew was that the Pelicans loved Derek Queen, and they probably had him top 5 or 6 on their board.
They knew the Pelicans loved Derek Queen a lot more than the Pelicans probably wanted them to know.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a Bryson Graham thing. I don't know. But the Hawks got the better end of that deal, no question. And hopefully it works out for the Pels. But until Joe proves otherwise, I'm gonna have that question in my head of like, is he handling this well? So we'll find out. Either way, I'm a big Derek Queen fan. Don't get me wrong. I'm just not a big lopsided trade fan.
You said your piece. Well, listen,
nobody
knows. That's the issue. Nobody knows what that pick's going to be.
I know.
If it's 15 or if it's 1, right? It's a completely different conversation.
But I do know the
Everyone
Pels won't
chooses
get it.
What?
I do know the Pels won't get it.
Won't get what?
Their pick?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's hit the break here. We'll come back. We got a long time left here on Sports Talk and no phone lines. So you're going to be hearing a lot more of this. And Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, Colin Steele taking you up to.
Out here, we feel things. the sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
8 p.m. Stick around. Rolling back in here on Sports Talk. Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. here on WWL. You know, some NBA news that broke last night, and, you know, the numbers are just kind of blowing me away when I see it. The Phoenix Suns, who, you know, are in the process of trying to buy out Bradley Beal and survive their salary cap issues, they signed guard Devin Booker to a 2-year $145 million maximum contract extension. That's $72.5 million a year, which is an insane number to think about. And so, you know, my question for you, Charlie, is this. Are there any players on the current Pelicans roster who you would think they should be looking at and saying, we want to sign this guy to a massive extension in that range, right?
70 plus million?
Well, I mean, not necessarily 70 million, right? Because that's a
no.
That's an all NBA type contract,
no.
Right?
No.
But like, let me rephrase.
Sure.
Who on the Pelicans would you be looking at and saying this is the next big money extension that they should be trying to hammer out? Like, obviously, we're not talking, you know, some guys, Zion's under contract till the 2028-29 season. DeJounte Murray, same thing. You know, Herb Jones is under contract to 2027-28.
Right, that's the issue, is that a lot of their starters are under contract. And, you know, with it pertaining to Trey Murphy and Herb Jones, under good contracts.
Yeah,
so I think they're okay with where they are now. Like, Zion has to prove it to me, but he's the player of that caliber on this Pelicans roster. And once again, you have Trey Murphy on a good contract, given a lot of the contracts that you've seen handed out over the past couple off seasons. I think he's, what, 4-for-112? I'll have to double-check that number for Trey Murphy. But
yes.
It's under $30 million average annual value for a player that's ascending. And if Trey Murphy makes the All-Star leap this upcoming year, like, you know, people are hoping that he does, that is a very, very valuable contract for the next four seasons before you have to extend him again. Herb Jones is on an even cheaper deal that he's on for, I think, the next couple of years, where it's basically paying him, what is it, Jeff, about
13 and 14 each of the next 2 years. He's under contract through 2026, 2027.
For a guy that was a first-team All-NBA defender when he was healthy.
I think if that's probably the answer. Like, if you're looking for a guy that, you know, deserves an extension, it's going to be Herb. The problem is Herb's coming off that season where he was
injured. Hurt, yeah.
Right? And you traded away Brandon Ingram. He was the guy that you were talking about for multiple offseasons saying, can they sort something out? Can they sort something out? They didn't. I think if Herb comes back and plays at an all-defensive level this next season, stays healthy, kicks the shoulder issues that he was dealing with, I think prior to next year, he's the guy that you're like, we want to either trade him or lock him up.
Yeah, I would agree. And so as far as, you know, the Pelicans roster goes, that was one of the last good things that David Griffin did with the Pelicans was not something that he didn't do, was not hand the extension to Brandon Ingram that he was looking for. B.I., I think, got paid 4 for $120, if I'm not mistaken, from Toronto. Or no, sorry, it was 3 for $120. It was like a $40 billion average annual value for Brandon Ingram. And B.I. is a good player. But then you see some of these other contracts that are handed out throughout the offseason where Naz Reid's getting like 25, Miles Turner's getting like 20, 23, like just generally in that same category. Julius Randle, I think, gets a little bit over 30 from Minnesota. And then you got B.I. make it 40.
That's too much.
Raptors have spent a lot of money on a roster that you're looking at even the Eastern Conference and saying, is this a top 10 seed in the East? And that's kind of the issue with them. And so David Griffin not paying Brandon Ingram, getting the trade where you move on from him, he goes to Toronto, and he signs that extension there, and the Raptors are the team that ends up paying him. And from Toronto's perspective, I know that people have talked about it, it's hard to get free agents to go to Toronto, go to Canada. So they basically viewed B.I. as their kind of premium free agent asset by making that trade for him and then extending him. But still, $40 million for B.I. over the next few years is pretty pricey, especially when you compare it to some of the other contracts that have been signed this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to pick between Trey at whatever it is, so in 2028, 29, the final year of that contract, he's going to be making $31 million.
Sure.
Right? If I had to pick between, what was it, a four-year 112 for Trey or a three-year 120 for B.I. or even a three-year 120 for both, I'm probably taking Trey.
I'm right there with you.
Right?
I like Trey a lot.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And I think that he just turned 25 years old, by the way. And if he makes that all-star leap this year, which he kind of came close to doing this past season, the injuries derailed it a little bit. He didn't play as many games. But, you know, if he stays healthy this upcoming season, which is the major if for all these Pelican players, I love Trey Murphy's projection. I like the way that he is trending right now. And the contract that the Pelicans were able to sign him on, it's a team-friendly deal. So, you know, I just like him as a future asset for this roster. more than I would like someone like Brandon Ingram at a more expensive price.
You know what I want to see Trey do more is shoot off the dribble, right? I want to see Trey be able to go to get in the pick and roll and shoot from behind the screen.
A little bit as a three-level scorer this past year. He made kind of the step there. But there's more improvement to be had with Trey Murphy. And to be fair, there's more room for him to grow. And I think he understands that as well. Like, what is the progression? Oh, you got to improve a little bit on defense because you have the length to be a really good defender, but you haven't shown to be an elite defender at the NBA level. You know, the dribbling, like you mentioned, being able to, you know, take a defender off the dribble and score anywhere on the court. That's the next kind of step in his progression. So looking forward from Trey Murphy, but at the same time, all accounts, the kid's got a great work ethic, great personality, someone that's going to put in the work in the offseason to improve. And it's a good thing that the Pelicans have him locked down long term.
And it doesn't hurt that, you know, you make like 50 free throws in a row at one point.
Yeah.
It was more than that. Yeah, it was crazy.
I want to say it was getting close to historic territory.
Yeah. I lost track, but it was something silly.
I want to say it was around 80. Let me double check.
It may have been. But no, I really like Trey. And, you know, one of the reasons I like him in this kind of setup more than I like B.I. is B.I.'s shot profile just always just frustrated me to no end because, you know, there's a point where your entire offensive game is taking the shots the defense wants you to take, which is like, yeah, you can make these shots, and these shots are valuable in the playoffs, but it's tough to win in the regular season when you're trying to make your living on contested, you know, 18-footers. And that's what, you know, and that's why I always kind of felt like Ingram, as frustrating as he could be to watch at times, if you put him in a playoff scenario, when we did see it a little bit against the Suns in that series, they took him to six. Like, the thing about Ingram is that he's going to get the same shots in the regular season as he's going to get in the playoffs. The difference is you're not getting those easy, wide-open shots in the playoffs that some guys make their living on in the regular season. So I think if Ingram can ever be a part of a team that's going to make a deep playoff run, he could be a huge asset. Same way Kevin Durant was such a huge asset for the Warriors when they added him, because he added a piece to that offense that you just could not defend. I don't know if Trey has that, but I just think from an analytical perspective, his game suits them a lot better. And yeah, we're talking a lot about the NBA. I do want to get more into Saints. I have a list. I came up with a maybe it's controversial, maybe it's not, of you know, the top five players in the Saints right now.
Hit me.
And I think we can hold
we'll
off
it.
On it. Yeah,
okay.
I don't. It's going to be a longer segment.
All right, that's fine.
But
it.
Let me know what your list is. If you can shoot us a text to 504-260-1870. Who do you think are the top three or five players from a talent perspective on the Saints roster right now? Because for a long time we could say, yeah, it's easy. It's Drew Brees, Mike Thomas, it's whoever. Alvin Kamara's turning 30.
It's funny. I remember the days where the Saints were getting five players on the NFL's top 100 list.
Yeah. Now they're getting like DeMario and that's it.
Yeah.
And even he, I don't think they got a single player on that list last year,
which
is kind of crazy. And there's one player in particular. He's at the top of my list that I think it'll be somewhat of a controversial opinion, but I think he should be on there, and he's just getting a little disrespected right now. So there's a lot more to talk about. I do want to talk more about the Saints the rest of the show. We got a lot of time left. There's like more than 2 hours. We're taking you up till 8 p.m. So hit us up with your takes. Let us know what you want to talk about. The Oakenheart Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, Colin Steele. Keep it locked on WWL. All right, rolling back in here on Sports Talk. We got a lot of texts in here. We got some responses to the question. So I think in the 6 o'clock hour, since we're not taking calls at this point, we will go through that list and really dive in and come up with a good one. Come up with a definitive list for this radio station on who the top five Saints players are on both sides of the ball. And we'll go through some of these texts too and dive in. But, you know, Charlie, you know, I think it's a good question in terms of, you know, where does this team, like, who are some of the players? You mentioned that the Saints don't have any players in the top 100, or at least they didn't have any players in the top 100 last year. Who are some of the players that you think in 3 to 4 seasons could get into that list? Because I think that's, like, it's easy to look at it and say, I don't have anybody, but, you know, they didn't have anybody until they did, right? Like Lattimore you know, he got in there right away. Alvin got in there right away. You had that 2017 class that was like, ah, okay, these are all in there, and that's what made it so good. But, like, usually it takes a couple years and you develop. So, and you just mentioned one, but yeah, give me a couple of names. We'll talk about it.
Talia Seifuanga. That is the one that I am the most confident in as far as being a legitimate NFL top 100 player. He had a great rookie year at left tackle. You know, after being a right tackle at Oregon State for this entire time, switching over to left tackle, but then now he's going back to his natural position with the team drafting Kelvin Banks, in all likelihood. We don't know that for certain, but that's what we kind of saw throughout the mini camp and OTAs and everything like that. So it's what we're expecting to see at training camp. It's what we're expecting to see throughout the regular season. Talia Seifuaga, his projection as a legitimate right tackle for the Saints for the future, someone that had a great rookie campaign. If you're talking about a few years down the line, because right off the bat, if we're just saying, you know, if any of the Saints are going to make the top 100 this upcoming year, you think of Eric McCoy, right? You think of Alvin Kamara, yep. Right? The guys that are going to contribute immediately and be potential top 100 type of players. But maybe more long-term looking ahead, Fuaga is definitely the one that I feel the most confident in.
All right. You know, and as Cullen just reminded me, this is our triple option segment. So we're going to pretend that was yours. Does that sound good to you, Charlie?
I do have a triple option, though.
So all right, then we won't pretend that was yours.
We'll kind of combine it for yours then. Jeff, yeah. Who is the one that you're most confident in?
The one that I'm most confident in. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be Brzee.
Okay.
You know, and I have a lot of things to say about Brian Brzee. I think we're only scratching the surface of how good Brian Brzee can actually be. And because you're talking about a guy who led the team in sacks last year in a scheme that was not even designed for him to get after the quarterback. Like, it was a scheme that asked him to play the run, and he was still getting up there. Like, he was just doing that all on natural ability. You know, he's got to be get better against the run, but I think he's going to have so many opportunities in Brandon Staley's scheme. I think he's going to be a star. And, you know, you don't see a lot of defensive tackles blocking field goals, right? Like, he won the Saints a game because he is just an athlete that can do things that guys at his size and weight should not be able to do.
The cool thing about Brzee is I don't think he's a nose tackle either. So he's going to be a 3-4 defensive end,
yeah.
Right? So he's going to have maybe a little bit of different roles under Brandon Staley's defense, which is a new look for him. And hopefully it even kind of adds to the amount of sacks that he can get off the defensive line. So, Cullen, when you're titling this for triple option, you can go with the young Saints for the first one. Jeff and Charlie share, you know, the two young players that they're most confident in on the Saints roster. Both in the trenches, though, which is a good thing.
Yes.
Talia Seifuaga, yes. And Brian Brzee. I like that pick.
All right, let's go to yours.
Real quick, I got Derek Queen. Will Guillory from The Athletic, friend of the program, had this. You know, Derek Queen, I was looking a little bit through Twitter. You know, I was watching most of the game, but I went and saw it later on. When I was watching the first half specifically, I'm like, oh, Derek Queen's not being super active. That's okay. Now he had a bunch of turnovers in the first half. He was getting slammed on Pelicans Twitter. And so Will Guillory posts this. He was speaking with Derek Queen, and he said he's looking forward to his second summer league game, saying, quote, just looking for redemption. I've got to redeem myself. I know I've got 82 games, but I know Twitter and probably Instagram are going crazy right now. I've just got to redeem myself for me and to quiet all the outside noise. I mean, that's an interesting way of looking at it, because maybe Derek Queen's catching a lot of heat on Twitter and Instagram right now, but I don't think he had that bad of a first game with a double-double.
No.
I mean, the turnovers were there. He wasn't necessarily aggressive, but, like, once again, as we've talked about with the summer league, this is a guards game. It's not really a big man's game. You're expecting maybe Jeremiah Thiers to show up early and often, and he did. He had a pretty solid performance in his first summer league game. He showed some flashes there. But as far as, you know, the big man, like, I'm not too surprised that Derek Queen wasn't ultra aggressive in his first half of playing summer league basketball. I think he'll be fine. Everybody relax. The people that are freaking out about it already, it's summer league. It's the same thing that we always do with, like, off-season workouts in the NFL and off-season camps. Do not overreact to this stuff.
Sorry,
just do not.
I forgot about Cam Jordan being slow around a hula hoop.
Just do not overreact to silly stuff like that.
Good idea. Good idea. I thought Derek looked fine. He looked like a young player in his.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and keep in mind, like, you're not. It's like the preseason in the NFL. Like, you're not installing plays and packages.
No.
Like, you're just going out there and play. This is like basketball at the Y. Like, you're going out there and saying, like, okay, let's see what we can do. You got a pick and roll in your bag. Let's try that out. Okay, let's. Anyway, weave. We got a lot going on. But all right, Cullen, you're up next.
I will be overreacting.
Okay.
But I will not be overreacting to something back home. I'll be overreacting to the Thunder earlier today, signing an all-star and a champion, Jalen Williams, to a 5-year maximum rookie contract extension that could reach $287 million And I was going to crunch the numbers. Schefter beat me to it on my drive in. Yes, that's Schefter.
You were going to report it out.
I was going to do it. I was going to break the news first that
a Cullen bomb.
The OKC Thunder with their big three, SGA, Chet, and Jalen, will now have them under contract for up to $822 million.
Okay.
Which is unbelievable. I know they've got some finagling with like $77 million I've read in non-guaranteed money that they can try to get under the second apron. I think they're 25, 26 cap right now on payroll is like 246. So they're blowing past every apron imaginable. But almost, you know, 80% of $1 billion in three guys. That's the new big three.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I think teams care a whole lot less about paying that much money when they're winning titles.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the Suns wouldn't be nearly as upset as they are if they were like making the playoffs and stuff. But like when you don't win titles, when you're in Boston's situation, right, and you have all that money tied up in a player that's not going to play next year, that's when you get into big trouble. So, you know, they're investing now in being a dynasty is what they're doing. And they have a legitimate potential to do it in a way that the Celtics, you know, kind of felt like they did, but, you know, a little older, right? Like the Thunder's players, I mean, these are all kids.
Yeah, they're younger than the
Auburn roster was last year. So
Bobby Marks has a great point about this from ESPN, the front office expert, that the Thunder, he says, quote, the Thunder have resources to be sustainable for the foreseeable future, 14 firsts in the next 7 years, including a perennial four in 2026, a potential four in 2026. And talking about the projected payroll for 2026-27, a projected payroll of $246 million. But at the same time, they've kind of locked down their big three, and I think they're going to maneuver around that. Like some of the pieces around the edges may be moved on from, and then they'll use, you know, those first round picks that they still have in the bucket to kind of supplement the roster around those three players. But obviously, Sam Presti and the OKC Thunder, they won the championship. They wanted to make sure that they got all three of those guys locked down long term. I think it's a good decision for them. It's a matter of making sure that they keep drafting well and bringing in good young talent to kind of, and cheap talent for that matter, to be able to fill out their roster around those three players.
Yeah, no question. And it's like you weren't letting any of those guys go. Like you're keeping that together. But all right, that's going to wrap it up for this today's triple option feature. I'm Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, Cullen Steele. We're taking you up till 8 p.m. here on Sports Talk. Keep it locked on the big 870 WWL. Don't forget you can have this show delivered directly to your phone absolutely free. Listen to all 4 hours, one specific hour, or just the hottest clips. Download the Odyssey app and follow Bobby Hebert. It's that easy. We realize you can't always listen to the entire show live, so Odyssey makes it easy to listen when you want, how you want. That goes for this show and any of the WWL shows you love. Download the free Odyssey app today and take control, or just tell your smart speaker to play WWL. I'm Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, Cullen Steele. We're going to hit the top of the hour news, come back, and we're going to get into our top five. We're going to look at what we got on the text line. We're talking about top five Saints on the current team. Who's the best? Let's talk about it. All right. Again, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, Cullen Steele. Keep it locked on WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.